Welcome back. This is episode 526 of the NYYST podcast. We're presented by NYY Underground. I'm your host, Christian. And it was they got swept in Milwaukee. Another walk-off loss to complete the series here. They got pretty much had no chance against Jacob Mizorowski. And on Friday night, they had a 2-0 lead with Cam Schlittler on the mound. On Saturday, bullpen couldn't hold it. Yanks lose in extras. And then today, another 2-0 lead, which evaporated when Carlos Rodon, who made his season debut, just completely lost the plate in the fourth inning there and walked the bases loaded. Two walks, hit by pitch, gives up three runs. They do battle back to get the game tied, 3-3, but then David Bednar hangs a curveball in the ninth, and Milwaukee wins again in a walk-off fashion here. And the Yankees are now 1-8 against teams that get above 500. So that's the Rays, A's, and Brewers here. And what really frustrates you here about this series against the Brewers is that it's the same song and dance you see out of the Tampa Bay Rays, which what scares you going into October for New York Yankees. The Brewers don't want to slug. The Rays don't want to slug. The Brewers pitch really well. The Rays pitch really well. They want to get on base and make the defense make plays. That's exactly what the Rays want to do. You saw some sloppy defense out of the Yankees in this series, and especially in the two close games that they had an opportunity to win in. And they didn't make the right plays, and they lost these two games here. But also what kind of frustrates you about the Yankees in this series is that we were talking it up. There was something different about this team. They played close games into the middle of the game, and then they just go for the kill late. Well, they had the opportunity to go for the kill late in two of these games, and they could not tack on runs. So is it more a product of them being a bully offense, which we've seen year after year with this team, and Milwaukee actually having a pretty good bullpen? Or is there, you know, lost my train of thought there. But yes, the point is it a product of just Texas and Baltimore not having the arms in the bullpen that the Brewers did, and the Brewers prevented the Yankees from making those late runs and putting games away, which you're going to go into the postseason facing teams with better bullpens than you're going to face the majority of the time over the course of 162. And what frustrates you about this series is that you don't want to look at this team as a bully team. You want to look at this team that can go out there and beat good teams. And so far this year, they haven't done it. The last two times they played teams against above 500, especially on the road, they got swept. Swept in Tampa, swept in Milwaukee. And you look at those series and how they broke down, a play here or there. They could have won a couple of these games. We all know in October, it's going to come down to a player here or there, whether or not you're going on or going home. And this is why I didn't want to gaslight myself in thinking that this team was more than what they were after the 7-2 road trip, the 6-1 homestand. They were the best team in the American League. Well, now they're two games behind the Rays in the division here. That's not a place that you want to be, especially with how well they have played overall for the majority of the season. But they are in second place, and they're in second place by two games against a team that swept them already this year. So it's not an enviable position to be in right now. But when you look at the overall landscape of the American League, there's nothing to worry about. That's why, as we've said 100 times, and we'll say it 101 times here, this regular season for the Yankees is about optimizing the opportunities in October. And right now, they're in a less optimal position than they were a week ago. There is no reason, barring that everybody is healthy. I mean, if everybody is healthy, there's zero reason this team doesn't go to the postseason this year. Zero. And I'm sorry if you feel differently. You're just not paying attention, and you just want to be negative for the sake of being negative. The Yankees are a good baseball team. Are they a great baseball team? That remains to be seen, and right now you cannot confidently answer that correctly. But with the way the American League is playing overall, and even if Toronto comes up a little bit, which you would expect them to at some point. There's not that many teams that are going to challenge the Yankees for a postseason berth. But we don't want a postseason berth. We want to win a division and put themselves in the best position to go forward in October. Most nights, this starting pitching in this offense is going to be good enough to win 90 plus games. I mean, what has shown you otherwise? It's all about optimizing the opportunities in October. And that's what is frustrating after this. Even if they would have won today, you would have said, okay, you know what? You lose two out of three. You find a way to pick up a game in this series against a good Brewer team. You know you're going to play Baltimore, who you just bitch smacked last week. And you move on. But they got swept. And the futile at bats they had in late in some of these games, and the futile at bats they had in run scoring situations really should piss you off right now. You look at Friday night, right? Okay, Jacob Mizrowski wanted to prove something to the world. He probably was the most watched start he ever had at playing the Yankees. Kids pumping 104 most of the 103, 104 the majority of the night. They stood no shot. It happens. And then Max Fried wants to go out there. And I love Max, but he had a terrible night. Walks the ballpark, can't get out of it. Game was over. Fine. You want to throw a clunker? Fine. We got a clunker. But you got Cam Schuettler out there on Saturday night, dominating once again, another six scoreless innings. Seven out of the nine times Cam Schuettler has taken the ball this year, he's allowed one or fewer runs. And you lose that game because you can't find a big hit somewhere. That's unacceptable. And then you put Carlos Rodon in a really tough spot today by not getting a big hit on Saturday night and winning a game that you should have won because you had your ace on the hill. Love Fried, love Cole. The ace of his staff right now is Cam Schuettler. And you drop a game with your ace on the hill that you should have won because his bullpen cannot be trusted. I post that on social media and you get people remarking, well, they're third in this and they're third in that. And I can just tell right away you don't watch the games. Sometimes you have to dig deeper than the numbers. And right now, the numbers tell you that the Yankees overall have a good bullpen, but when you watch them, you have zero trust in anybody, probably outside of Tim Hill and Brent Hedrick. And I do still have a certain modicum of trust for David Bednar, that rolling curveball notwithstanding. But Fernando Cruz is rough out there, especially when the splitter doesn't split. And you can't go to the same two or three guys every night. The Yankees are going to have to improve this bullpen if they want to survive this season. We all know that. But the problem remains is that you need to see the Yankees step up against competition equal or better to them. And they haven't done it so far this year. But as I said on social media today, the good thing for the Yankees is the American League sucks this year. It really does. So it's either them or the Rays are the class of the American League right now, and you have to give it to the Rays because they're two games better than the Yankees and beat the Yankees' brakes off. Well, no, I would shouldn't say that. They really didn't beat their brakes off, but they swept them. So the number one team in the AL is the Rays right now. I personally don't think the Rays have the horses to keep up over 162, but as we sit here on May 10th, hey, they're the best team in the American League. But there's zero excuses for the Yankees not getting to the postseason this year. Zero. Regardless of how I ever felt about how good this team was, there were zero excuses coming into the season, and now as we marched through here to May 10th, still zero excuses why they can't be they shouldn't be a playoff team. Everybody wants to talk about how the Yankees are moving differently this year. They've been very aggressive with their decision making. And that's an attitude that needs to carry over into the trade deadline this year. Let's get back to that a second. Because as we were moving through, excuse me, as we were moving through the series here this weekend, you put Carlos Rodon in an unenviable position here, making his season debut when the Yankees were facing a sweep. And for the most part, it was a mixed bag here for Carlos Rodon. It really was. Because you look at it overall, it was that fourth inning there that really got him into trouble. He starts the inning with two walks and a hit batter, and they all come around to score. I mean, he gave the Yankees 4 1/3. He allows two hits, four Ks, the five walks, the one hit batter. The velocity was there all around 97 most of the day. It's hard to say that he was bad, but rusty is a good word for him. Remember, this guy's missed 6 weeks coming off the elbow surgery. Wasn't expecting a vintage Carlos Rodon performance today. But when you don't win games that you should win, you put more importance on things that than they need to have right now. That's why Saturday's game was an important one for the Yankees to get. You had Schwitler on the mound. You had a 2-0 lead. You had a lead in extras. You can't get the game home, and you have to. Tim Hill has a brain fart in the 10th inning. Even if he gets the out at first base, they probably don't have what it takes to win that game either. Because who's pitching the 11th inning? Kelvin Castro? Paul Blackburn? Ryan Yarbrough? I mean, come on. This is why they need improvements out of the bullpen. I mean, who else pitched on Saturday? I guess you could you have gone to, you could have went to Jake Bird. I guess that could have got him through the 11. Jake Bird, but Jake Bird's hit or miss too. There's days he looks unhittable, and then there's days where he just vomits all over himself. And personally, the way Camp Schwitler looked in this game, I probably would have taken him out earlier than he did. He was at 98 pitches, but he really looked uncomfortable after getting drilled in the calf by a 109-mile-an-hour comebacker. Can we please stop with that? This recent trend of Camp Schwitler getting drilled by comebackers? That's got to stop. I mean, the Yankees were 3-for-14 with runners in scoring position on Saturday night. One hit here or there. You talked about the Yankees against the Rangers and against the Orioles about scoring late, but look at what happened on Saturday. Single runs in the 7th and 8th, and they put up 2 in the 10th, talking about Milwaukee. That's what the Yankees were doing the previous two series to win baseball games. The Yankees' decision making, excuse me, on top of everything else, I've been fighting, I don't know, allergies, a cold this week. I'm just very overall frustrated by a lot of things right now. I got this race coming up on Saturday, and I'm not feeling great about that because I kind of dinged myself up running today. And I never shut down, and I had to out of an abundance of caution. So we'll see when I'm supposed to get back out there on Wednesday. We'll see how I feel then. But it was a very frustrating day overall. But happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, to especially to my mom and my baby mama. Okay, love you guys both so much for everything that you do, and happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, and happy old Mother's Day to all your moms of you guys listening here. But the Yankees' decision making so far through the course of 2026 has been very aggressive. You've noticed this from the Yankees that they're doing what you want them to do, which is a change of pace from how they normally operate, where they make moves and it leaves you scratching your head a little bit here. Where you go back to the Luis Gil thing, And the Yankees could have easily let him take those two starts, even if Elmer Rodriguez wasn't great in both of them. But they looked at an opportunity where something may have been better, and they went for it. You look at Jason Dominguez nearly decapitates himself against the wall in left field the other day. They could have went to Oswaldo Cabrera. They went could have went to a journeyman. But no, you wanted to see Spencer Jones. You needed to see Spencer Jones this year. And they call up Spencer Jones. Was it a great three games for Spencer Jones? No. I did think the at-bats looked a lot better on Sunday. So we'll see what happens as they move along to Baltimore. But they did that. They brought up Spencer Jones here. Whereas in years past, you're probably looking at a situation where he's still in the minor leagues. We all know the big one is that they sent Anthony Volpe down to the minor leagues after his rehab assignment ended because Jose Caballero was the better option at that point, and the team was playing really well. So they said, Volpe, we don't need you right now. That's the attitude that Brian Cashman needs to have going into the trade deadline here. Because as I said, if you look at the landscape of the American League, the door is wide open for the New York Yankees to get back to the World Series this year. With a few improvements here and there at the trade deadline this year, the Yankees can solidify a team that should have no excuses of getting back to the World Series in 2026. So it comes down to Brian Cashman going out there and swinging big at the trade deadline, fortifying this bullpen, bringing in some bats to lengthen this lineup and going for it. And let's face it, is the final year of his contract. It could possibly be his final season as Yankee general manager. So I expect him to be aggressive this year for a lot of different reasons. Brian Cashman is looking at this team right now and looking at the American League, and he's got to be saying to himself, I got to do this. I got to go out on top. Brian Cashman's in the final year of his contract. You know, we all heard the rumors and the rumblings that he really wanted to walk away in 2022, but he agreed to stay one more time out of loyalty to Hal because he didn't want Hal having to go and find a general manager and re-sign Aaron Judge. But again, we go back to whose fault is it that he had to re-sign Aaron Judge in the first place? Could Brian Cashman really want to walk away right now after this season? We might have one more crack at this. There is no reason you should look at this Yankee team and then compare it to the rest of the American League and say, I don't know. Maybe this isn't the season. No, this is the exact season to go for it. This is the exact season for the New York Yankees to go for it and swing big at the trade deadline. The Yankees have a lot of holes in this offense right now. They need to bring in some bats. We know the problems with the bullpen, but offensively also, you want to lengthen this lineup out. It can't just be Rice, Judge, and Bellinger. Although Rice took an O for this series after coming back from the hand thing, I really hope Max Fried's pickoff throw didn't break Ben Rice. But we know Camden Yards is usually the elixir for all Yankee hitters, so we'll see what happens when the Yankees get there on Monday night. You need production out of a couple of other guys here. And Ryan McMahon, to his credit, has been a lot better. But again, he's never been a guy that has even been league average in terms of OPS plus once in his career. So is he riding a hot streak? Or is he, maybe finally doing it here? Because we'll give him a lot of credit for being a lot better and getting the OPS on the year up to 638. And over his last 15 games, the OPS is at 737 and he's hitting 292. Jeez, man, if you can get Ryan McMahon anywhere near that over the next 50 or 60 games, that'd be awesome. Again, a little shaky defensively. He left some outs on the field today. Hey. Could have been a difference in the game. Even in his last 30 games, you're looking at Ryan McMahon with a 720 OPS bat and 256. A Ryan McMahon hits 256 with a plus 700 OPS. You'll sign for that every day of the week at the bottom of the lineup. But Austin Wells has been awful again this year. Austin Wells did not play today because day game after night game, but Austin Wells has been rough to watch here. With Anthony Volpe not on the team right now, he's a guy a lot of Yankee fans are paying attention to. He's batting 183, 609 this year. The last 7 games, he's batting 130 with a 61 OPS. 174, 608 over the last 15. It's under 600 over his last 30. I don't know where you're going to improve, look around and what you're going to do to catch, but you got to bring somebody in here. Josh Chisholm is a problem for this team. I mean, I think you all know that I wanted Josh Chisholm traded in the offseason. And I think a lot of, and he had a big double today. I'm not going to say he didn't. Ties the game in the sixth inning. But again, later on in the game, just a feeble at bat. Strikes out, trying to swing for the fences when we don't need that in that situation. He's hitting 207 with a 619 OPS this year. Whatever you think of Jazz Chisholm, he's better than that. Over his last 7, he's batting 185 with a 574 OPS. 591 and 196 over his last 15. The guy's been dreadful. He's been a negative WAR player this year. And sometimes it's better to be quiet and let your performance on the field talk for you than talking and saying words out loud. Oh, I want to be 50-50. I want to be making $350 million next year. Because you ain't even going to get a, you're not even looking at a contract next year with these numbers. Come on, man. My goodness. This is dreadful. This is why contract years scare me because either guys put too much pressure on themselves and they struggle mightily like this, or like we saw with Gleyber Torres, or they have career years and it makes you do things that you probably didn't want to do. And you rethink things and say, maybe like Trent Grisham, who, by the way, is batting 178 with a 660 OPS. The one thing Trent Grisham has going for him is he's been incredibly clutch this year. But overall, he's been a friggin' terrible hitter. I mean, you go 2-3-4. Bryce, Judge, Bellinger, 1093, 1043, 900. And then outside of that, you got everybody else in this lineup is hitting under 700 with the OPS except for Jose Caballero, who's 720. Way too top heavy. So Brian Cashman's going to have to get to work at the trade deadline this year. Lengthen out the lineup and get some bullpen arms here. Future be damned. Honestly, you're going on year 17 of not winning a world championship. Aaron Judge is in age 34 season. These things sound familiar to you? Yeah, because I keep saying them. We're already post Tommy John surgery, Gerrit Cole. You got to go for it this year. There's no super team in the American League. Oh, well, the Dodgers, who cares? Get there. You're afraid of the Dodgers? Or you're afraid of the Padres or whoever you are, the Braves? Who cares? Get there. Looking at this American League and the Yankees not getting there is, come on, your head's got to roll for that. It's a really, really frustrating weekend for the Yankees. They came in at 26-12, one of the best team in the American League, and now they're the second best team in the American League, 26-15. And it's got people questioning them again. But that's baseball, Susan. RIP, John. So what's incredibly frustrating about being a fan of baseball and covering a baseball team is that one week you're sky high thinking this team is never going to lose a baseball game again, and then 3 short days later, you're questioning every life decision you have ever made. And then here we are with the Yankees after an incredible, incredible stretch. They go to Milwaukee and they just get outplayed. And then what's going to happen? That they're going to play a woeful Baltimore team and a woeful Met team. And then what? They'll go 5-1. And then you'll be thinking, oh, here we go again. But there, you know what? We're all going to look at this next homestand after they finish against Baltimore and the Mets. Because it's Toronto for 4 and Tampa for 3. And that's going to tell you a lot about the Yankees. But we got to get there first. And first up here, all 6:35 starts here in Baltimore. We got Ryan Weathers returning from his illness to take on Brandon Young. And then on Tuesday, you got Will Warren against TBD. Will Warren needs a big bounce back start after he got roughed up against Texas. And then Max Fried against TBD, who also needs a bounce back start after, I don't know, he just lost the plate. That's what front, you know, Max Fried didn't get hit hard in that inning when he gave up all those runs. He just was walking people. So, and when you walk people and you give up soft contact and it finds holes, it leads to disaster. And Joe Girardi, who I love, is like, oh, well, you know, he really, no, he did pitch badly. He walked these guys. He put them on base. When a team doesn't strike out a lot and they make contact and they find holes and you exacerbated the situation by walking guys, you did pitch poorly. So, you know, sky high on Thursday to just down in the dumps on Sunday. That's the life of being a Yankee fan right now. But we'll see how it turns out when they go to Baltimore, and hopefully they can right the ship here and win a series against a bad baseball team. You know, right now you just have to say, hey, bully a bad baseball team, and then bully another one, and then let's go home and take care of business against a team that really dog walked you last year and a team that is in first place right now. Like I said, we got to get there. So go be the bully Yankees. Give us some false bravado. Gaslight us again. And then we'll see what happens. But what we would love to have happen here, because once again, this is the final season of NYYST, guys. We're about halfway. Format you're listening to us on right now, so you don't miss any brand new episodes of the NYYST podcast here in the final season. And please leave us a 5-star rating and review. Even though we're saying goodbye this year, we would love to hear from you guys on the way out. Show us some support there. Please subscribe to NYY Underground on YouTube. The Bronx or Nowhere. We'll be back live on Thursday on the Yankees' next off day to discuss the Baltimore series. And please tell everybody NYYST is the official Yankee podcast of Odyssey. We love you guys so much. Again, thank you so much for the support here in the final season of NYYST. This has been episode 526. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.